Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jeff Stevens from CrazyDadLife.com, the website dedicated to busy parents just like you, balancing your family and your career while also trying to build something amazing online in your off hours. This is a special audio sequence of short form content that I'm doing just over the 12 days leading up to Christmas. And each day what I'm doing is I'm providing these quick hitter episodes with valuable information that hopefully you can put into action. My intent really is to give you this value right inside your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed, so you don't have to go out and find the episode or listen to a full 45 minutes or so just to get that little bit of information that you need. So far, I've covered things like domain name tips, podcast promotion, powerful words you need for your online platform, the forgotten social network LinkedIn, what makes your content likable, music for your online platform, the death of Google Plus, 5 golden rules for your online business. And today I want to talk about what's happening on Facebook. And following along with the song, the third day of the 12 days of Christmas is Three French Hens. And since I do talk about online business and social media, I'm switching it up to be three Facebook trends. So I'm going to give you three quick trends with Facebook that I've noticed over the last 6 months or so. That'll probably lead right into 2015. So here they go. Number one, fan pages are pretty much dead. It just doesn't seem like it's providing the value that it once did, the daily interaction that you could have with those fan pages. It just doesn't seem like it's there. What you'll see if you do have a fan page is when you post something, you just don't get the reach that you used to. You only like, you know, 4% or something of your actual fan page audience will actually see the content. So it's just not worth it anymore to post things on your fan page and hope for engagement there. Number two, given the fact that fan pages are on their deathbed, the best way to interact with folks with a common interest is to form a group or join a group. Facebook groups are definitely thriving. If you do not belong to groups, I highly recommend going out and finding a group that's within your niche or within your particular industry and start engaging with folks, because that is the best place to find true engagement, which is really what social media is all about. And number three, video continues to gain steam within Facebook. And I'm sure you've seen this within your news feed, seeing the videos that play. And more what you're going to see is people will directly upload their video to Facebook rather than posting a link to their YouTube video where they actually uploaded it on YouTube. So a lot more people are actually posting it in Facebook, directly uploading it right there in Facebook. And why do this? Well, some of the benefits is that you immediately have that direct upload playing immediately in the newsfeed. It's a direct play. So it's an autoplay feature of that particular video within the person's newsfeed. So why is that important? Well, it's much more of a natural discovery method for the potential person that you want to see that video. Instead of having them go try and find it within the jungle of YouTube, trying to search for it, it's right there where they're already on Facebook doing their daily interaction, meeting with their friends, talking with their friends, engaging with their family. It's going to be right there within that same news feed. Your video is going to autoplay right there for them. So it's much easier for them to discover for your potential audience. It's much easier for them to discover your content. Now, make sure you're on the lookout for tomorrow's content. If you are listening via Twitter, you can easily just start following me. It is at Jeff D. Stevens, Stevens with a PH, at Jeff D. Stevens on Twitter. If you're on Facebook right now, it's very easy. You could head over to the fan page, facebook.com/crazydadlife. Not sure how long I'll keep that up and running, but right now the fan page is there if you want to jump over there. And then if you're in your podcast player, of course, just subscribe to the show. And if you're awesome, you can go out and leave a review. I would love it. If you are trying to build something amazing online in your own off hours, I would love to have you over at crazydadlife.com. You can head over there. You can get a free guide to the 8 tools that I use every single day of my life that helps me maintain my sanity. There's a sign up right over there. I have a couple other free eBooks if you want to peruse those and see if you want to grab one of those as well. And then just remember, as I close out this quick episode, again, I just wanted to keep it real quick for you. As always, with your family and with your career and also that side hustle, stay engaged and stay thirsty.